This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Oh my God. The FBI raided Donald Trump's house in Mar-a-Lago. The FBI, people, raided a former president's house. This is huge. This is bigger than when the feds investigated Bill Clinton for doing mouth stuff with that saxophone. And by the way, this raid, just so you know, has nothing to do with January 6th, or tax fraud, or giving the White House plumber PTSD. No, apparently this investigation is about Trump taking classified documents from the White House. And honestly, you know, I'm amazed that Trump has time for all of this crime. Like at any moment, Trump's got a crime that he's covering up, he's got a crime that he's doing now, he's got a crime that he's plotting for the future. He's like the Steve Harvey, but of crimes, you know? Every day I'm like, does he have the same hours in the day as me? He gets so much done. Now, if you remember, earlier this year, the feds already had to go down to Mar-a-Lago and take back 15 boxes of documents that Trump wasn't supposed to have. But apparently, they think there's more hidden on the property, right? And I believe that too. I mean, like, Trump's not gonna keep records in a filing cabinet like a normal person. This is the same dude who buried his ex-wife on a golf course. I mean, think about that. And yes, it is totally unprecedented for the FBI to raid the home of a former president. That is true. That has never happened in American history. But don't forget, Donald Trump has also never happened in American history. Everything is an anomaly with this man. I mean, like, why do you think a book from one of his staffers comes out every single week? Because every single person he interacts with is like, yo, have I got a f***ed up story for you? And wouldn't it be weird if this is the thing that takes Trump down? We thought it would be something like conspiracy or bribery or blackmail, but no, Trump's got busted for taking work home with him. What a nerd. Now, obviously, President Trump recognizes the gravity of the situation, which is why he has refrained from comment while the legal process is playing. Nah, I'm joking with you, come on. The guy released a statement immediately. He read, "These are dark times for our nation, as my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago, in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided and occupied by a large group of FBI agents. They even broke into my safe. What's the difference between this and Watergate? What's the difference?" I love that even while he's complaining, he slips in that the thing is beautiful. How could they do this to my beautiful home? Also, this is completely different from Watergate, all right? For one thing, the guys breaking into Watergate didn't need to clean old ketchup stains off the documents. But the other big difference is that the raid was legal. All right, was approved by a federal judge, approved by the head of the FBI, who, by the way, was appointed by Donald Trump himself after he got rid of like 17 other heads of the FBI because they didn't want to do crimes with Donald Trump. So now, the big mystery is, what did the FBI find? Well, according to Donald Trump's third favorite son, the only thing the FBI took was his heart.
What could they possibly think existed inside of Mar-a-Lago in a box that was taken from the White House that was so damaging that the FBI director and the Attorney General of the United States would have to raid a former president's residence and grab everything out of there.
I don't know. They'll probably find a note from me telling him how proud I am of him and what a great job he was doing as president. They might find some pictures of my kids, maybe some nice, you know, headlines, maybe a nice note from you, Sean.
Oh, Eric. You silly, silly man. Did Daddy tell you that's where your letters to him go? Hidden away somewhere safe? They're just too important to show anybody or acknowledge in any way, Eric. That's why I locked them up right next to my wedding ring. That's what I do. Now, aside from the boxes that they took, the FBI also looked inside Trump's safe, which is very dramatic. Like, because apparently they had to break into it, right? So now you're like, how do they do it? Did they blow it open, or did they just correctly guess the code was 6969? I'd be surprised. I would actually be surprised if they found White House documents in Trump's safe. Because a safe is where you keep your most prized possessions. Yeah. So in my head, searching through Trump's safe would probably go a lot more like this. All right, guys, let's see what we have in here. All right, my God, the entire safe is just filled with MacRib after MacRib. They're stacked on top of each other. I don't even understand. It's an unventilated safe. Who would do this? Wait, hold on. There's a secret panel in the bottom. I think we found it. We just found, nope, another MacRib, boys, another MacRib. Now, you might be wondering, isn't this an extremely explosive situation for the United States? Yes, it is. It is. You don't want to let a former president get away with crimes, right? Because nobody in America is above the law, right? Except corporations and rich people and police and celebrities sometimes. But aside from them, nobody is above the law. But at the same time, even the perception that the Justice Department is being used to go after your political opponents, that could erode people's trust in government. So it's a really tricky situation. And the only thing we can do is wait and see how the investigation unfolds. Or if you're Fox News, you can just freak out right now.
This is an abomination.
This is Gestapo crap.
It's probably the worst day in the history of the FBI.
This is a wake-up call for those in Congress to be able to use the tools at their disposal to defund the FBI, dismantle the FBI into 1,000 bits.
Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene simply tweeting, defund the FBI.
If this is what they're able to do to the former president of the United States, think about what they could do to you, to anybody in America.
The real target of this investigation isn't Trump. The real target of this investigation is you.
Do we have a dual justice system in America? Is there equal justice under the law?
I am deathly afraid for Donald Trump. I would not put assassination behind these people.
We're entering a Venezuelan, Zimbabwean, East German style banana republic in which the law doesn't matter.
This is some third world bullshit right here. Let me say it again, third world bullshit.
All right. First of all, as someone from the third world, maybe leave us out of your shit for once, huh? How about that? This is some third world bullshit right here. This is some. Every time Americans want to call something in America that's corrupt, all of a sudden they're like, oh, this is third world bullshit. My man, at what point do you realize that it's happening here? It's you. Bad things only happen in other countries. When it's here, it's still happening in another country. In fact, when something happens in the actual third world, yeah, these days America's gotten so bad, people in Africa are like, are you kidding me? This is just like America. Ah, no. This place is turning into America. What are we doing here? What are we doing? But I do get what Super Karen is saying. If the FBI is going to go after Trump for stealing classified documents from the White House, then what's to stop them from going after you when you steal classified documents from the White House? Is that the country we want to live in, where anyone can be investigated just for the crime of doing crimes? I don't think so. And you know, what all of this just shows you, it all just like, you just get a moment to savor is how amazing, how quickly MAGA world turns on law enforcement and America as a whole whenever it suits them, whenever things go against them. Huh? All of a sudden, Marjorie Taylor Greene posting a photo of an upside-down American flag after this raid happened. Yeah, well, I thought respecting the flag was the most important thing in the world. Colin Kaepernick is probably kneeling in his grave right now. All of these people complaining. What happened to, if you don't like what's happening in America, why don't you just leave? What happened to that, huh? And all of these years, what has it been, 2 years now? Of people saying defund the police is like the N-word for law enforcement. Yeah. Yes, but let the FBI take 2 boxes from Mar-a-Lago, and all of a sudden these same people are like, take that thin blue line and shove it up your ass. Defund the FBI. Defund the cops. Same people. Same people. Where's law enforcement now? You know what we need to start for conservatives? We need to start a game show called Who's Woke Now? That's what we should call it. Yeah. It's like bringing, our first contestant is Sean Hannity, who says now there are 2 justice systems in America. It's not fair. Oh, who's woke now, Sean? You just won yourself an Afro pick. Congratulations, brother.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for The Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.